I hear someone referring to her queer as a, maybe this is supposed to be a male and playing this female or something mm-hmm. like that, you know.
Has that word queer always had that kind of meaning?
Oh, no, years ago I didn't mm-hmm. have, I ever hear it that way. It's just, you know, in more recent years.
Mm-hmm.
And refer to queers.
Someone who makes up his
own... homosexuals and things.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Does in the last, would you say, 10 or 20 years? Or when could you know?
Oh, not... Probably been... Maybe much 20 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly, but I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't used to hear it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Someone who makes up his own mind and there's no use arguing with it. With him, he's going to do things his way, and he's not going to listen to anybody else or ever admit he's wrong.
Yeah.
You tell him not to be so.
So stubborn.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Oh, my mother's sister would be an aunt.
Uh-huh. So my mother's sister would be? What relation would she be to me?
She'd be your aunt.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just any little thing he gets.
Oh, you'd say you can't take a joke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you'd say something that happens to embarrass him. You'd say, well, you better not mention that around him, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
Mm-hmm. He's a little touchy.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so...
Oh, I got so angry.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you could tell them, just
hold your temper.
Or just
keep quiet, or hold your horses, or something like that. I guess what you mean.
Do you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Yeah, calm.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard... Some say calm, but I always said calm.
Who would say calm?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard it, you know, said that time. Just some people that I knew.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Oh, tired.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Oh, I can't think of any other.
Or if you're very, very tired, you'd say you're just completely...
Oh, yeah, just completely worn out.
And if a person had been well and then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
Oh, when was it they became ill?
Okay, mm-hmm. Or another way of saying became ill. You'd say, when was it that they...
Oh.
What, sick? When was it that they...
When was it they... Yes, and say, when did they get sick?
Okay. And say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and all, you'd say that he went out in the rain and he...
Caught cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, you'd say he sounded a little bit...
Hoarse.
And if you did that, you have a...
No, a cold.
Okay, what do you call that?
Oh, a cold or a cough or...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if you'd gotten someone some medicine, you go in and you see the medicine still by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine.
And the person would say, well, an hour ago I...
Yeah, they'd say, well, an hour or so I had my medicine.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, mm-hmm. I already...
Yeah, I said already.